My name is Laura Moretti, and I would like to welcome you on behalf of the Faculty of Asian and Middle Eastern Studies here at Cambridge. This video is meant to be viewed in conjunction with the application process clip that is available at this website. This is also an introduction to the PowerPoint slideshow that is available on this webpage, and it contains tips that we think would be helpful for your application. Read the materials carefully. It might seem like a chore, but you will learn so much about us. All the links you need for relevant materials are provided on the slides. As you all know, enrolling at Cambridge University gives you the unique opportunity to be part of college life. Asian and Middle Eastern Studies is a so-called small subject, and this means that all the teaching will be conducted in the faculty. No matter what college you apply for, you will all get the same amount of tuition in the form of lectures, seminars, and supervisions conducted by members of the faculty. That said, in college you have the extra support and guidance of a figure called the Director of Studies. He or she is the first port of call for any matter that falls under the rubric of academic. So when you make your choice of what college to apply to, check out the list of Director of Studies at this link here. All in all, the college will become your home for 3 years. So do take your time to choose it very carefully. The UCAS application contains a dedicated space for you to write your personal statement. And the supplementary application questionnaire, which is unique to Cambridge, gives you another opportunity to tell us about you, about your interest, about your aspirations. On open days, we are often asked how to write an effective personal statement. Well, here are some simple tips. First of all, tell us about why you are passionate about the subject you have chosen. Explain what the motivations behind your passions are. Let us know what readings you have done to fuel your interests. Let us know whether you have studied any of the languages you intend to learn with us, even though this is no prerequisite. Share your passions and your aspirations for the future with us. When reading your personal statement, we want to be inspired and we want to go away thinking, well, I'd like to hear more in an interview. The interview. Another question that we are often asked is what the interview entails and how it is conducted. We have given some basic information on the slides show, together with links to videos of mock interviews that have been made available by the university or by colleges. But of course, each interview is different because each of you are different. During the interview, we do not test so much knowledge as much as what we call soft skills. Can you think critically, out of the box and on the spot? Can you articulate your thoughts into a sophisticated and convincing argument? How do you respond to intellectual challenges? We look for a person who is engaged and engaging. The interview is a tool for us to understand whether you will fit into our program of study and whether you could be happy here at Cambridge. The interview is not about us, it's entirely about you. There is no requirement of formal training in foreign languages in order to apply to our program. And as I said, there is no testing of knowledge during the interview. Nonetheless, we do suggest that you give it a try at studying a foreign language so that you can understand whether you actually enjoy language learning. Also, we have a list of recommended readings about the cultural areas that we teach. You might find them very useful to better understand whether you actually are interested in a specific culture. Of course, These readings can inform your personal statement and can lead to very interesting conversations during the interview. By all means, do visit us on open days and send inquiries if you have any question that puzzles you. We are here to help you making the right choice.